Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, look, I gotta say this about Tulsi Gabbard. You know, she's involved in intelligent stuff with the Trump administration. Have you seen her hair? I mean, it's really cool. I mean, I think she's dyeing her hair black, and I think she's leaving this one swath in the front, like silver or gray. I mean, assuming that's her natural hair color, and then everything else is black. I think Steven Tyler of Aerosmith did something like that. It looks really cool, and it kind of has that Lily Munster kind of look. So, you know, I mean, it's a good look. I mean, I don't agree with some of the BS that she gets involved in, but, you know, it's a story for another show. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you were with us this afternoon. We have talked about Ozzy Osbourne and the passing of the Prince of Darkness. And, you know, it was a sad thing and kind of surprising because he seemed like he was okay for now, even though he's battling Parkinson's. Seemed like he was okay for now after doing that final concert a few weeks ago. But he passed away yesterday after battling Parkinson's. And, you know, Ozzy formed Black Sabbath in 1968, and he was the lead singer. And he had a very, very influential role in the development of heavy metal. So Ozzy Osbourne was a unique character in the world of heavy metal. And he had this high-pitched screech that kind of became a signature element in heavy metal. In 1979, Ozzy was kicked out of Black Sabbath because of excessive drug and alcohol use. Now, you know those guys in Black Sabbath were drinking and doing drugs. How much did you have to do to get kicked out of that band? I guess a lot. And some of the things that Ozzy did over the years that added to his crazy image, he said he was totally drunk. He started a solo career almost right away. Sharon, who was the daughter of his manager, ended up becoming his manager. She really encouraged him and helped him with his solo career. And by 1980, after being kicked out of Black Sabbath in 79, by 1980, he had his first solo album, Blizzard of Oz, that was out. Sold over 100 million albums. And occasionally over the years would get back with Black Sabbath, inducted with Black Sabbath into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. Ozzy wrote about, if you think about some of his music, he wrote about what he thought of the world. And Black Sabbath was never interested in doing, you know, pop hits. And Ozzy, though, never liked the image of being just heavy metal, didn't like the heavy metal label because he was afraid that it would limit him and they would not be able to do ballads. I mean, I know the song Mama, I'm Coming Home. I mean, I think that's kind of a rock ballad. So he was able to actually do that. But there were things that made Ozzy famous. And over time, his music was associated with satanic worshiping and, you know, the under cult, the occult and the underworld, and his music. I mean, let's say it was dark. Some of it was dark, but, you know, Ozzy himself, Ozzy himself was a member of the Church of England, which is a Protestant Christian denomination. And if I'm not mistaken, the Church of England began as a revolt against Catholicism at the time. And so the Church of England developed with people who were revolting against Catholicism. So it became a Protestant denomination. And Ozzy was said to have prayed before every time he went on stage. And so that brought up the question this afternoon. We talked about this briefly earlier, and we can continue that conversation. Can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath? Can you be a good Christian and listen to music that is, in the minds of many, not Christian music? Can you be a good Christian and even listen to music that might make references to Satan? I mean, Christians have conversations about Satan all the time. Satan is part of the real world of Christianity. So can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath and listen to other music that some of the music might even relate to Satan? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ozzy Osbourne really became famous for biting the head off a bat during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa in 1982. Now, Ozzy thought that a toy had been thrown onto the stage by a fan, but it was real. He grabbed it and bit the head off of it. Now, Ozzy later said, "It was alive. It actually bit me while I was biting his head off." But the fan who threw it on stage said the bat was dead when he brought it to the concert. And Ozzy grabbed the dead bat and bit the head off a dead bat. Ozzy was taken to the hospital and went through the injection protocol for rabies, just in case the bat maybe had rabies. Now, this is not widely known, but right before that, in 1981, at a CBS record executive meeting in Los Angeles where Ozzy Osbourne was present, he was set to release a few doves to promote peace. At this executive meeting with CBS Records, his record company, he grabbed one of the doves and bit the head off of it and spat it out on the floor, and he had blood dripping from his lips. As he was being escorted out by security, he grabbed another dove and bit the head off that dove too and spat that out on the floor. He admits that he was totally intoxicated at the time. But this became such a big deal and such a big part of his image that Ozzy actually produced as merchandise a plastic toy bat that had a detachable head. Now, you know, Ozzy was also associated with kids committing suicide, and his music was labeled music that inspires teenagers to commit acts of violence. In 1983, a teenager killed a mother and two sons after listening to Ozzy's song Bark at the Moon. The teen said the song made him feel something strange inside, and he killed a mother and two sons. In 1984, a teenager committed suicide after listening to Ozzy's Suicide Solution over and over and over and over again. The parents sued Ozzy and CBS Records, but a judge threw the case out, saying there was no evidence that linked Ozzy's music to the suicide attempt. Well, it was a success, but to the suicide. Now, there were a few other cases where parents sued Ozzy and his record company because their kids committed acts of violence. But Ozzy's music, even though it gained this reputation of inspiring violence and Satan worshiping, Ozzy's music was found innocent in courts of law. And I think this is a very positive reminder that it's not fair to blame the music. It's the individual. It's the person. In my interview with Ozzy Osbourne at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium, when Ozzy was playing, he was a solo act then. I had this great conversation backstage with Ozzy. It was a television interview, and I was doing the Scoot Report for WKRG Channel 5 Eyewitness News in Mobile and Pensacola. And I did two Scoot Reports with Ozzy in them. One of them was just an interview with Ozzy, and the other one was part of a special that I did on music that is considered to inspire violence and Satan worshiping. And I talked to Ozzy about that. And Ozzy just said, "Scoot, look, I'm sure that you know a teenager who commits suicide is strung out on drugs or alcohol or both, and it's not the music, but it's the other things that kids are involved in." And I mentioned this briefly yesterday, and I do enjoy bringing this up because I don't think you hear this from many sources. But we need to remember that music doesn't inspire us to do something we don't want to do. And when we select music to listen to, it's based on the mood that we're in. If you're in love, you're going to want to listen to a love song. I mean, if you're in love with somebody, you're not going to listen to the song Break Even by The Script, you know, which says, you know, hearts don't break even, you know, I got time and I don't know, you know, I got time, but she got freedom. I think that's the lyrics. I got time and she got freedom. The whole song is about how hearts don't break even and somebody has it made and somebody gets screwed over. You're in love with somebody. You don't want to listen to that song. But if you just broke up with somebody, that song might bring reassurance to you that, you know, you're not alone. If some kid is suicidal, the music he selects might be dark music that relates to his mood. So his mood was the selector of the music. The music didn't inspire the behavior. The music was a symptom of a problem that existed within the child. And that was the conclusion that I made in that Channel 5 Eyewitness News report that I did in Mobile and WKRG. I don't even know if they still have that stuff on file. But, you know, I did a lot of great interviews with a lot of people during that part of my career. But in any event, music reflects the mood that we're in. It doesn't dictate our behavior. And the courts have proven this with Ozzy Osbourne. There was one other incident that, that Ozzy was involved in that also enhanced his crazy image. In 1982, Ozzy urinated on a memorial right in front of the Alamo in San Antonio. And, I mean, look, the Alamo is celebrated. It is a sacred, iconic location in downtown San Antonio. And as I said earlier, you know, I was shocked when I moved to San Antonio and was on the air there. The first time I saw the Alamo, I went, whoa, wait a minute. That's the Alamo? Because I'd always seen the Alamo, like, you know, out on the prairie, out in the middle of nowhere. Well, because, you know, there was nothing around it at the time of the big battle of the Alamo. But now it's in same location. It's in right in downtown San Antonio. And it's like a, you know, there's like a Subway or a Pizza Hut right next door and an office building on the other side. I mean, it's just right there clustered with all the buildings downtown. So anyway, so Ozzy is drunk as hell and he urinates on this memorial. He is immediately arrested, banned from performing in San Antonio for 10 years. He donates a lot of money to the organization that keeps up the Alamo. And Ozzy apologized and got back in good graces with the city. And when Ozzy was asked how he wants to be remembered, he said, "Survival is my legacy. Never give up. And if you have a passion for something, you've got to find a way around it to carry on the passion." And I think it's great. And if you're not dead, if you're not dying, then it's a great thing to think about. You know, go for your passion. Go for it, and don't let anything or anybody stop you. I mean, I know that sometimes there are limitations, and you have to work around things. But what Ozzy is saying is, if you have a passion, find a way to fulfill that passion. And it's not going to be easy, and you're going to be discouraged. And, you know, Ozzy went from being an iconic figure in the genre of heavy metal to being a pop culture star. And I was really introduced to Ozzy not through his music over the years, some of which I played early in my career on the radio, but I really got to know Ozzy when I watched the first season of The Osbournes. I mean, I love the show. Sharon! I mean, I just love the natural Ozzy Osbourne. And as I have mentioned, I don't think he invited stardom, but I think just the things that he did made him a star. Because he was a quirky guy, and I think the fact that he didn't invite stardom, didn't do certain things that people do to become stars, he was just Ozzy. I think that's what was really endearing about him. And he was also, you know, this rocker who bit the head off a bat and urinated on a memorial outside of the Alamo. He was also just a dad and a family guy. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, and if you want to answer this question, I'd love to hear from you. Text or call us. Can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath? Can you be a good Christian and listen to even music that might even talk about Satan? I think you can. I think being a good Christian goes far beyond the music that you listen to. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2010, surgical instruments allegedly used to conduct Elvis Presley's autopsy were removed from an upcoming auction amid doubts of their authenticity. Forceps, needle injectors, rubber gloves, a toe tag were among the items expected to get up to $14,000 at a Chicago auction. The so-called memorabilia supposedly kept a senior embalmer at the Memphis funeral home, kept by this guy at the funeral home in Memphis, where Elvis' body was stored prior to the funeral. But since they weren't sure about the authenticity, they pulled them. I mean, you know, who would buy that stuff? I mean, you want to buy, like, the forceps and the needle injectors, the rubber gloves and the toe tag that was on Elvis Presley's body? Creepy. We'll be back. This is WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish happy 60th birthday to one of the greats. Happy birthday today to Slash of Guns N' Roses, 60 years old today. Man, this guy can kill the lead in a song. A great lead guitar player. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on WWL. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. A front office manager at Washington's NFL team, the Commanders, is publicly addressing President's demands that they change the name back to the Redskins.
President Donald Trump's remarks about the Commanders team name and possibly holding up a stadium deal are making waves as training camp opens. Still, Commanders General Manager Adam Peters made clear Tuesday at a news conference that he doesn't expect the president's comments to interfere with his real job.
Those things aren't really, they don't come to our, you know, they don't really make it to us. So we really just try to focus on what's going on in here and getting ready for the season.
Trump said Sunday on social media that he may put a restriction on the Commanders' anticipated deal with the District of Columbia to build a new stadium in the nation's capital if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Yeah, again, this is, another aspect of this bullying mentality of the current president of the United States. And it seems like he wants to bully the networks that have people on who don't agree with him. And now he's talking about feeding some red meat to his hardcore supporters. Well, yeah, let's get that ugly name back, the Redskins. Let's get that back. A lot of people, want that to happen. So that controversy continues. I tell you, I don't know what's going to happen if Donald Trump really does try to hold up a new stadium being built, and maybe he can do that. In another obvious attempt to shift the conversation away from Trump's Epstein files cover-up, the White House is pretending to have new information about what they call election interference by the Obama administration.
President Trump is rehashing old grievances over the Russia probe that dogged most of his first term. A series of investigations established Moscow did interfere in the 2016 election, but a report from the president's national intelligence chief last week was aimed at casting doubt on those findings, and the president jumped on it.
After what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people.
In the Oval Office, he repeated baseless claims about Barack Obama.
He's guilty. This was treason.
Accusing his predecessor of being the ringleader of a conspiracy to get him. One, he says, included Hillary Clinton. Obama has never been accused of any wrongdoing in the Russia probe, and a Supreme Court ruling last year shields ex-presidents from prosecution for official acts conducted in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, go get him, Mr. President. You'll get him. You'll get him. The president is not even waiting for a real investigation to blame Obama for the fact that his 2016 campaign asked for and accepted help from Russia intelligence agents.
He's guilty. It's not a question. I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, what I've read, it seems like this is just nothing but BS. But, that doesn't stop the president from saying something. One of the bellwether indicators of a healthy U.S. economy is the sale of homes. And the indication right now is not good.
U.S. home prices are hitting record levels, hurting sales in June. Sales slid to its lowest pace since last September as mortgage rates remain high. The national median sales price of a home hit $435,300. That's an all-time record. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell 2.7% last month. Sales were flat compared with June last year. The latest home sales fell short of the $4 million pace economists were expecting. The U.S. housing market has been in a slump since early 2022. That's when mortgage rates began to climb from pandemic-era lows. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
All right. At a state hearing on hill country flooding that happened along the Guadalupe recently in Texas, Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management says that his team is committed to learning from the catastrophic flooding that killed at least 136 people.
And I know we cannot replace the lives that are lost. I grieve for the families, and those lives that have been devastated. The sadness and pain for the families to find and the friends of the 136, now 137 fatalities, it will not leave me. And it drives us forward to do a better job.
And nobody wants to get to the bottom of who was responsible for the excess deaths caused by bad government. Texas State Senator Charles Perry says that the hearings are not about that.
Our select committee will not armchair quarterback or attempt to assign blame. To do so would undermine the very goal in the committee's creation. The goal of our committee is to find constructive policy solutions which will prevent future loss of life, future loss of life like what we, our state, has suffered over the past few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that you shouldn't point your finger, but if it turns out that things did not happen and one party was in charge of things not happening, it's okay to call out people. Sometimes it's okay to call out people because that's how you get things changed. You point your finger at who's guilty. And it's interesting that one side only wants to point the finger in one direction, but they never want the finger pointed at them, even if they're guilty. Yet another viral video shows Florida deputies punching and dragging William McNeil Jr., a black man, from his car and punching him repeatedly. This is inspiring an investigation.
Exit the vehicle now! Exit the vehicle!
That sound from William McNeil Jr.'s video of a February traffic stop in Jacksonville.
What is your reason?
Step out now.
The officer breaks McNeil's window, punches him in the face, drags him out the car when he refuses to exit, and punches him again. McNeil's attorney, Ben Crump, accuses authorities of fabricating the arrest report. Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says an officer is on leave pending review, but the state attorney's office determined no officers violated any criminal laws.
So much context and depth are absent from recorded footage because the camera simply cannot capture what is known to the people depicted in it.
McNeil was stopped for allegedly driving without headlights, though it was daytime. Police body cam shows he'd been repeatedly told to exit the vehicle. Waters says he pled guilty to resisting an officer and driving with a suspended license. I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, this is a really disturbing situation. I've seen that video many times, and it's very disturbing. And the guy in the car is African American, and at least one of the officers is African American. One thing that I'll say about police officers in general, there are times that no matter what happens before the camera starts, no matter what happens before the video that we see is starting, There's nothing in the law, and there should not be anything, and I don't think there's anything in police training that allows for vindication, that allows for revenge to take place, that police officers are not allowed to exact revenge on somebody that just pissed them off. If somebody does something, like when you look at the videos, you recall the videos of George Floyd. It doesn't matter what he did before that. I mean, it does to some degree. It matters. He was being arrested. But when he's on the ground and helpless, you can't keep beating somebody. That's not in police training. But yet there are police officers who are in a situation where they're so jacked up that they want to execute revenge. They want to just continue to beat it because you didn't listen to me. I'm going to, I'm going to do this to you. And while I'm certainly for everybody listening to the police and following orders of the police, there's a point where once police have somebody under control, you can't keep beating them. They're already under control. You can't, take out your frustrations because they didn't listen to you in the beginning or they disrespected you in the beginning. That's not your job as a police officer. Your job as a police officer is to arrest them. And if they're under control and being arrested, I don't think you can continue to beat them. All right. French President Emmanuel Macron has filed a lawsuit against the far-right podcaster Candace Owens over repeated claims that the French president's wife is a man. In 2024, Owens, who was the host of Ben Shapiro's outlet on The Daily Wire, stated that she would stake her entire professional reputation. I mean, I don't know how great that is, but stake her entire professional reputation on Brigitte Macron being a man. Owens has repeatedly insisted that France's first lady was indeed born a man. How in the hell does she know? I'm looking at a picture of this woman, and she sure looks like a woman to me. I think that's a song. I think that was a Billy Joel song. She's always a woman to me or something like that. Yeah, I mean, she looks like a woman. So anyway, Candace Owens, I think, is just sticking her neck out a little far on this one. All right,
that's
it.
Go ahead. A lot of people criticize Michelle Obama because she has a very masculine back, and they refer to her as Big Mike. And there's a lot of people online that said, oh, Michelle Obama's a man, and Barack is married to a man. But here's my thing. Let's say if Michelle Obama came out right now and admitted she was a man. What's supposed to happen after that? Like, what am I supposed to do with that? And if, I don't understand what use, like, oh, he's married to a man. Like, all right, now what? Does that not make him president? Or am I going to get like a tax rebate? Like, what's going to happen if she came out and actually said she was a man? What am I supposed to do with that?
Good point. But I'm sure there's evidence that Michelle Obama, as a person, went into the hospital at the time that her child was being delivered. I'm sure there's evidence that she was on the table and delivered a child. You can't be a man and deliver children. I don't care how much you want to, you can't. So, I mean, that is an absolutely absurd, just, you know, mean-spirited, ugly thing to say, and it's a mean-spirited, ugly thing for Candace Owens to say this of the First Lady of France. Looks like a woman to me. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, today on the Scoot on the Air calendar. All right, where is this? I've got it somewhere. Hang on, I'm going to find it. I'm very unorganized today. I don't see it. Wait, hang on. I'm going to find it. Something involving Megan Thee Stallion. All right, where is it? Where's the story? I don't have the story. Anyway, it's somewhere. Anyway, she's on the calendar for some reason. I don't seem to know what it is, but... Oh, I know what it is. The song is called Hot Summer Girl. She's not on the calendar. This was just one of the hot summer songs that I thought we would play today.
I wanted to tell you, but I want to see you figure it out.
Oh, you wanted to watch me squirm. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you'd be a good partner to have in war. You know, they're like shooting at me. Well, let's see how Scoot gets out of this one. I'm not going to help him out. Oh, he's drowning? Let's see him save himself. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. That's Lawyer.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Guilty. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1984, Vanessa Williams gave up her Miss America crown after naked pictures of her appeared in Penthouse magazine. I saw those pictures. I mean, I had to. I was going to talk about it on the air. And if I'm going to talk about it, I have to investigate. And I closely examined those pictures. They were great pictures. Anyway, the controversy did not stop her from becoming a popular actress and singer. In 1991, she released her number one hit, the song Save the Best for Last. In fact, I contend that Vanessa Williams would not have been as big a star had she just been Miss America. Had she just been the first black Miss America, that was a great distinction. But she would not have been nearly as big as she became if those pictures did not come out and if she had not been involved in that controversy. I'm Scoot. Let me share a couple of quick comments from Scoot on the Air Substack. Here's a comment that says, oh, this is about the picture of me standing in the Gulf of Mexico. It says, such a great picture. You're still full of spunk, not talking something, just youthful energy. Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to act my age anytime soon. Here is a comment from Pat that says, in 2015, my then 14-year-old daughter overheard Trump campaigning, and she said, he sounds like a 12-year-old. But this does call into question the letter that he supposedly sent Epstein. I recall the word enigma in it. That sure does not sound like Trumpy. Yeah, if it's legitimate, someone helped him write it. That's interesting. Yeah, so I would love for you to join me on Substack and become a subscriber. Just download the Substack app and search Scoot on the Air, and I love your comments. I got to get caught up on answering some of your comments. So that is really really growing, so I hope you become part of that and subscribe. You know, all these pictures with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, this was no casual friendship. They seemed, and I'm just, you know, speculating based on what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that they shared a common bond. They had something in common with each other. I guess we all know what that might be. I mean, Donald Trump loved young women. He made a comment. I think this girl was, he saw some beautiful girl who was 12 years old. And Donald Trump said to somebody, I'm going to date her in 10 years. To look at a 12-year-old and think about sex is disgusting. But when you say those things and you're pictured over and over and over and over again with Jeffrey Epstein, who was known for hooking up older men who have money with young girls, he was known for that. What do you think? I mean, you can't help but think certain things, but I think it's totally inappropriate to look at a 12-year-old girl and he's thinking about sex. I mean, when you say, I'll be dating her in 10 years, he's not thinking about taking her to a movie. He's thinking about having sex with her. And I just find that to be just disgusting. So, you know, this is a conversation that is not over. And I think if Donald Trump forces Pam Bondi to release anything, credible information, it's going to be bogus. It's not going to be anything important. And they're going to hide everything. Because for somebody to be in that many pictures in that many different situations with Jeffrey Epstein, they were friends. They had something in common. They shared something. That's how you develop a friend. You share something in common with a friend. And so they share something in common, obviously. And I think that there's a picture of Jeffrey Epstein at Donald Trump's wedding. I'm not sure which one, maybe with Melania, but they're in too many pictures to think that that was just a casual relationship. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. And Rob Reiner is talking about the release of the new Spinal Tap movie, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. I love that name, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. No, if it's the end, it's the end. No, but The End Continues. I was part of the extras. I don't know if I'm going to make it on camera anywhere, but it's going to be released on September the 12th. And what the hell? I mean, I love Spinal Tap, so I'm going to go see the movie because it's going to be awesome. And yeah, maybe I'll have a shot in it. We'll be right back on WWL. Here's a text that says the First Amendment does not guarantee Stephen Colbert a show. You know, that's true. The First Amendment guarantees Stephen Colbert the right to make fun of Donald Trump in any way that he wants to, but it doesn't guarantee him a show. Nobody's guaranteed a show. And here's one that says Colbert is not worth a dime. Well, that's an opinion. I mean, some people love Stephen Colbert, and you know, it's not for you to tell somebody else what's funny. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer today, Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Core DP. As always, I am emboldened to you. I love all of you. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.